This is 61-year-old Dennis Anderson's first run for political office. Anderson retired in 2010 after a long career in the healthcare field. He was most recently assistant director for research support at Cardinal Bernadine Cancer Center. Before then, he managed several programs for the Wisconsin Division of Health in Madison. The Gurnee resident points to that career as a reason he's the best candidate in the race. Anderson says decades spent managing budgets and people and dealing with government at a number of levels give him both the experience and insight needed for the job. He says a particular concern to him is the preservation of the social safety net.
Particularly in hard economic times, we need to do everything we can to recognize that there are vulnerable people in the population, and we need to ensure that they are not left behind, that they are not further disadvantaged by government policy.
This is 41-year-old Jonathan Farnick's third run for Congress. He was knocked off the ballot in the 8th District in 2008 and 2010 for insufficient signatures on his petitions. A resident of Woodstock, the computer systems support consultant has worked on projects for major food, drugstore, and technical staffing companies. He says what makes him the best candidate is money, or rather, the lack of it. Farnick says a big concern of his is the role of money in politics, so he asks for no donations.
No one has given me a dime at any point in time, and nobody ever will. I have not accepted any money from anybody, personal, business, PAC, anything related. So they know right off the bat I am not and will not be a bought and sold politician. Money will not be an influence issue with me.
One interesting feature of the race is the dearth of negative campaigning. Anderson and Farnick have refused to criticize each other, instead focusing on presenting their own stands on the issues. And Anderson and Farnick generally agree on many of those. Both say the major issue raised by voters is jobs. Anderson believes green energy holds promise for the district.
I think that we're on the cusp of a change in energy and energy policy, and I believe that with the wealth of intellectual and capital resources in the Chicago area, we could develop a new industry in the 14th that would be very future-driven.
Anderson says the federal government's role in creating those jobs should be to work closely with state and local governments to identify opportunities, capital, and provide subsidies as needed. Farnick doesn't necessarily disagree, but says that at this time, jobs of any kind would be welcome. He believes the main thing government can do is make sure there's a level playing field.
Have everybody play by the same rules. When one corporation has tax breaks to bring them here against an existing corporation that's been here playing by the rules for years and decades on end, that's not fair.
Farnick also says he doesn't like many of the free trade agreements with other nations that have been approved. He says he believes in fair trade. Anderson and Farnick both think the U.S. defense budget could be cut without affecting national security. They each want to wind down military commitments in Afghanistan and elsewhere. And they think the U.S. needs a foreign policy based on cooperation rather than coercion and unilateral action. On domestic energy policy, both say the nation needs to get off of fossil fuels. But they also say that will take time, and exploiting domestic fossil fuel sources will still be important in the near term. Both believe in a woman's right to choose and say government should not get between a woman and her doctor. Both say marriage should be legal between any two consenting adults. Both say they are pro-union. They say everyone has a right to organize, including government workers, and neither is in favor of right-to-work laws. Anderson and Farnick agree the government needs to be fiscally responsible, but they say reducing the debt can't come from cuts alone. Both say a mix of cuts and revenue increases is needed. Anderson says one thing in particular that the government could do to help the district, the state, and the nation in the short term is funding infrastructure projects.
In the 14th district, there are slightly more than 40 bridges, by my count, that are structurally insufficient. And every year that we delay those infrastructure upgrades, it becomes increasingly expensive and increasingly likely to cause transportation issues in the future. Infrastructure improvements would create jobs almost immediately and be of benefit to everyone.
Farnick says he approaches the question from a different perspective.
I've looked through it as a nation first, state then district. What is good for this country is going to be good for the state of Illinois. What's good for the state of Illinois is going to be good for this 14th. I just hope to better the country, and through a trickle-down theory that Reagan proposed, that will also make this state and this 14th district better too. We have to make everything better for all of us.
Anderson and Farnick also agree that beating incumbent Republican Randy Hultgren will be tough. The new 14th district includes areas of the old 14th and 8th districts that went either for Hultgren or for Tea Party favorite Republican Joe Walsh. Walsh is running in the new 8th district. Hultgren is unopposed in the Republican primary for the new 14th. I'm Guy Stevens, WNIJ News.